I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Share-a-thon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give. Listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
If you haven't considered what you're doing this summer, we have another opportunity to add to that list as you make your plans for this summer. Maybe serving as a Bible camp, and we'll tell you where. It might not necessarily be in your backyard. Maybe it will be. Our guests for our guest today, it's not really in her backyard, but
pretty close. It's closer than my backyard.
That's true. Closer than my backyard. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Shara Osiro. She serves the Lord in Africa, based out of Kenya, serving as the regional shared ministry manager. Shara, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Yeah, thank you, Andy.
And also joining us in studio, Aaron Alter, Director of Short-Term Missions for the LCMS Office of International Mission. Aaron, welcome back.
Hello.
I should also add one of the co-hosts of the Lutheran Ladies Lounge.
Yes.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Sarah.
Did that backwards.
Yeah, we did.
It's okay.
That's all right. So we get to talk about a unique opportunity coming up this summer in Africa, and we're going to learn more about that in just a little bit from Shara. Shara, I want to talk about how you ended up serving as the Regional Shared Ministries Manager in the Africa region. Tell us about your work and what you get to do there.
All right. Well, in this particular role as the Regional Shared Ministries Manager, I think I've been doing that now for, I think this is a third year. But so anything that's not theological education, anything that's not business, all those other things fall under my area. So our volunteer coordinator, our regional events, communications, let's see, anything, something as simple as liaising with CPH for book orders, just hosting visitors and volunteers that are not through short-term teams. So if we have visitors from the International Center or other places come, member care falls under that area as well. Our work with Project 24, any of those things falls under regional shared ministries. I also serve on our regional leadership team as well. So I work very closely with our regional director, Reverend Chowin Trump, and our regional business manager, Mrs. Joyce Erber, and then our area facilitator in South Africa, Reverend Fernando.
So you have a wide range of things that you get to do. It sounds like a lot of really fun things, a lot of opportunities to talk with people and to be in relationship with people and to organize a lot of things, which sounds really, really fun. I'm sure comes in handy with everything that you get to do. Tell us about your experience as a volunteer with short-term opportunities prior to doing your work that you do now.
Well, so my own congregation is Christ Church Lutheran in Phoenix, Arizona. And how I even got my start in missions, I was at church one Sunday years ago, and somebody was giving a ministry report about a trip. Our church at the time, they had missions to Peru. And so they were sharing and looking for new volunteers. And I always say, and this is true for me, that the Lord just whispered in my ear and said, you should go on this opportunity. Didn't have any idea about what that entailed, but it was just kind of one of those things that was in my ear the whole day. And so I ended up going on my first short-term mission trip to Peru, I think maybe 2004 or 2005, and served there and then just continued to serve, I think, almost if not every year, every other year with short-term missions from my church. I eventually went on a short-term mission trip with Food for the Hungry. They went to Uganda and Rwanda. So that was my first time in Africa. And then after that, our church had an opportunity for a Habitat for Humanity build in South Africa. So I went on that. So that's how I kind of grew. So with each trip, the desire grew for me to want to serve as a missionary long term. And so I talked to my pastor about it, family and friends, and we all prayed. I did apply with LCMS World Mission at the time, and things just kind of kept growing. The Lord eventually blessed me with the opportunity to serve in South Africa. And so I started my missionary journey as a geo missionary in South Africa.
Aaron, you're nodding your head. Where does this line up with your timeline too? Because I know this kind of crosses really with your timeline as well.
So I definitely remember talking with Shara for her geo service. And so back at that that's where our timelines started intersecting.
Because and you served internationally as well. Well,
yeah.
Wait, you grew up?
No, I didn't grow up internationally. Okay. I served internationally. I started in Japan also as we would call it a geo missionary today, and served there for 3.5 years, and then came and started working in the mission department here in the St. Louis office. And in that role, then I've gotten to interact with lots of our missionaries and now the short-term program as well in being able to send them out to serve around the world.
Mm-hmm. So serving in a short-term opportunity really gives you a nice opportunity to see what this could be like for a long-term vocation, long-term serving in a field like Shara, who now gets to do this every day, day in and day out, serving the Lord in the Africa region. Now, Shara, tell us, what were some of the things you've learned while serving as a short-term volunteer that really opened your eyes to now serving, to the opportunity to serve more long-term?
Well, I think you get to see firsthand, you know, how the Lord is working with the churches that you serve alongside. I worked very closely with the pastor when I was in South Africa, and even as a volunteer, just his interaction with the community, with the people, being in church. So you get to experience those things. And I think for me, what really grew was a love for the people and the cultures in Africa. So you get to experience that firsthand. I actually did kind of think about Peru at first, because I had done, I think, 3 or 4 trips there. And then when I got to Africa, something just shifted. I really can't even find the word to explain that, but it was just a deep, deep desire. And I think I will just say that was the Holy Spirit working. But I think just really being a part of the culture and learning as much as you can on a short-term, you know, opportunity. And my work is very relational. I think every aspect, every particular bullet under my job description is very relational. And that's one of the things that I loved most about being a missionary, I think, ever since I've become one, just the relational aspect of it, whether it's with one person or a whole community or fellow brothers and sisters in Christ working with pastors. I mean, it's important. And the African culture is one that's very relational. So I think you get to, again, see all of that firsthand and be a part of that. And it's easy, I think, and I'm a fan of people coming on a short-term team to kind of experience if they're even considering or thinking or have a little just, you know, whisper that says, maybe you should do this. So I think short-term team opportunities are key for that. So I would encourage people to do that because you get to see it. You get to be a part of it. I mean, missionaries can share only so much, but it's our own experience. So I think getting to be on a short-term team actually helps you to see that, to process that, and to see how God will lead you through that, but also to see how God is working again through the volunteers that serve and through the local churches that we serve alongside.
So you have a lot of experience in that relational aspect of mission work. What are some ways that you go about building those relationships when you're in a new culture? How do you do that in a way that is fruitful and beneficial?
Well, I will share what the first pastor that I worked with in South Africa, he said, you're a good listener and you're a good observer. And he goes, if you keep doing that, that will serve you well. So I will say just listening and observing and learning in that way. And rather than when you see things that you don't understand, you just don't try to figure it out or ask the questions right away. You kind of have to take it in. And at more private times, you ask the pastor or whoever your local host is, you know, well, I saw this today, help me to understand that a little bit better. So being a constant observer, and I still do that today. I go when I meet church leaders or we go to a new place for the first time, I'm just listening. I'm just learning. I'm just observing. So I think doing that, and even as a GO, I worked in a village pretty much every day. And so my first 6 months visiting with the pastor, I just sat. When we visited people, I just sat and I just listened because, number one, I didn't know the language, but you learn a lot by just watching interactions. So I think listening and then observing and then learning when to ask the questions. And yeah, I think that I would say that's key, and that's been key for me.
So last year you had the opportunity to serve with a team with Bible Camp with our partners in the Lutheran Church in Southern Africa. Tell us about that.
Well, that was actually all missionary driven. So it was myself, former missionary Megan Mantai. She was with us, served as a missionary in Kenya. And then our Alliance missionary family, Reverend Fernando and his wife Magda Hoof, they are in South Africa. So it was actually a missionary team. And so it was pretty awesome. I feel that it kind of took me back to my roots because it kind of hit at year 15 of my service, and I served in Durban. So it was pretty awesome. But so we worked with a curriculum from the LCMS, Jesus Frees Us curriculum, and adapted it a little bit from its use with like an English Bible camp because the kids and the community there, they speak English. But Reverend Huff's wife and daughters are very talented. So they helped to put like all the drawings and the crafts and all that stuff together. They're also very musical. So they help with music. But leading, so we led the lessons, we did the crafts, we did the games, we did all the interactions. I mean, so it was just kind of leading the whole thing. But what it also did too was to model short-term team or a Bible camp for the local, those there from the local church. So we had volunteers from the church that were there with us. There was a vicar and several others. So that modeled, because they would do something, just smaller events, but nothing of the grand scale of a Bible camp. And it's more like a VBS. So rather than say it's a VBS, we just kind of said it's a Bible camp. So in essence, it's the same thing. So just modeling that. But the kids were fantastic. There were about 40 to 50 kids from the local community that came. Some, I believe, and families are members of the church. Some are not, but they're not an underserved or less privileged part of the community in Durban. And the church there has a preschool. So some of the kids probably, and their younger siblings go there. But they had already a good working knowledge and base and foundation of Christ and the gospel. So it was easy for them. But again, different people groups as well too, all together. But the kids just kind of soaked it all in. They were so great with all of the singing and the crafts, and seeing the older kids really help out with the younger kids was great. Especially young men. You know, you have 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds just really helping and taking charge of their younger friends and younger siblings. So they really did well. They were very meticulous with their crafts, especially the older kids and the young ones as well. So we received just really good feedback from the folks in South Africa. And so they were like, this is great. And we would love to just continue working with you all on this for the years to come. And I think I've heard from Reverend Huff that some of the other congregations would like to see this happen as well. So it went really well. And we were thankful for the opportunity to be able to do that and model that for them, and just to share the gospel. And I think it just reminded us as well how the joy that we have in serving the Lord.
And we will talk about the opportunity to serve this summer at a Bible camp in South Africa right after we take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with Shara Osiro, serving the Lord in Africa, based in Kenya as the Regional Shared Ministries Manager, and Aaron Alter, Director of Short-Term Missions with the LCMS Office of International Mission. Shara, before we went to break, you were talking about the Bible camp that you got to serve on and help to put on for the kids in South Africa. Tell us about opportunities available this summer for Bible camp.
Yeah, so we are looking for volunteers. I believe it's 5 to serve on to lead the Bible camp in South Africa. So volunteers would, again, work with the curriculum and put it all together. And they would lead, teach, interact during their time there. So again, teaching the lesson, doing the craft, playing the games, you know, just getting to love and learn about an awesome group of kids and community in Durban, South Africa.
So this is a unique opportunity for volunteers to serve. And it's coming up this summer, right? July 14th through the 22nd. Is that right, Aaron?
That is correct.
So, Shara, tell us more about the volunteers. Who would be a good volunteer to serve on a team like this? Having done it last year yourself, who's a good candidate for this?
I would say anybody, somebody 18 and above. I think, you know, people who have a love for serving the Lord, because that, I think that really shines through and the kids, and I think everybody sees us. But, you know, if you love working with kids as well, you would be a good candidate. So I think men, women, you know, college age, fully adults, seniors that are still able to, you know, travel and just be active, I think that would be a great opportunity for that range of people.
Yeah, one of the nice things about serving with a team is it means that you don't necessarily need to be good at everything yourself. So like Shara was saying, you love the Lord, you enjoy working with kids, though that's a good baseline. And then from there, you can look and see the rest of the team, like, oh, maybe someone is like Mrs. Huff and her daughter and they love, you know, music. So they're like, okay, I can really focus on helping plan for the music part of it, and I'll help out with the other stuff, but I don't have to be the lead for everything because you're working with a team. So that is a nice part of this type of opportunity. You don't have to be it all yourself. Yeah.
That is very helpful. Shara, tell us more about the place where people will be serving in South Africa. I'm not sure that this is a place that's come up very often, Aaron,
this is fairly we haven't, in recent years, we have not sent much to South Africa. So yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. Tell us, Shara, more about where this team will be serving.
In Durban. So, and their church is there, the Lutheran Church in Durban. And so they have a church and a parsonage and grounds. They have a small preschool. So last year we were just on the grounds the entire time. So we had space for games outside. We had a gym inside, area for lunch. We used the church. So everything is just all connected. And because we stayed there, the pastor and his wife were not there at the time. So we were able to stay in the home, but there are hotels nearby. So it's actually, Durban is near, or that part of Durban is near the water. So we're actually downtown Durban, where you were along the coast, we're able to see that too.
Okay, so for Americans who have absolutely no concept of the geography, tell us more about the city and the community to help us understand a little bit more.
Okay, well, so Durban's pretty—it's a big city, and so this. So again, I think I mentioned it was underserved and maybe less privileged part of the community. So there are apartment buildings around. So it's kind of in this a city environment, but with apartments and some residences, shops and small shopping malls. So kind of a city area. Unlike where I was still in Durban, but on the outskirts in a village. So it's not a village setting. It's more of an urban setting.
That is really helpful to know, because I think quite often many Midwesterners here, South Africa, and what picture comes to mind? Probably not a city setting. So that's very helpful. Mm-hmm. So they would be able to connect with the members of the congregation and the community as they're serving there, as you mentioned, through Bible camp, doing music and lessons and crafts and snacks, all those things that we associate with VBS, Vacation Bible School. What would what did you enjoy most about being part of that last year?
Oh, just, I think the whole thing, just, again, for me, again, being back to where I got my start as a missionary, and again, it felt right at about 15 years, and I got the pastor that I served with in Shungwaini Village, and he came and visited us for one of the days, so it was really cool to get to connect with him. I've not seen him in a long time, but just, again, just seeing the joy on the faces of the kids, especially with the songs. So the curriculum that we use is called Jesus Frees Us. And every day we kind of learn a different part of an overall theme song. So just kind of seeing that come together, you know, and by the end, I mean, they had made instruments as crafts. And so just put it all together at the end and just seeing how overjoyed that they were. And this day singing with joy and just, you know, when they talked about the lessons, just how much that resonated, that they actually understood it, you know, and they themselves really wrote a very sweet message of thanks and just, you know, how we were able to share Christ with them and the love that we shared. So, I mean, and you can't help but love the kids. I mean, you know, even as you get to know kids from a different culture, you know, they were so sweet and they were just so, so loving. And I will always remember that, you know, I always take pictures with, you know, faces squished together. So I have that great memory, but I think the kids were just so, so overjoyed. And this, I think I always take those memories away. So.
Aaron, talk to us about application details. How do people find information and what information do people even need to apply?
Yeah, good question. So we have information about this on our website. If you go to servenow.lcms.org, you can find this opportunity with some of the summary of the details that we've talked about. If you are interested in applying, there's a few different ways that I will tell you that you could consider. If you've heard this and you're like, my church could do this. I have a group of friends in my church. We want to do this. So that would be one option. We could have a congregation that's going to send a team and serves. In that case, have it's probably you, the one who's listening, who's thinking, I could do this with my church. You should reach out to me. There is a way on that opportunity. You can reach out. You can click a button. It'll open a little message. That'll come to me. And we can talk about that option. If you're listening to this and you're like, I could do this, but maybe it's not your whole church, but just you, we could also go the route of where we are assembling a team. It's basically a race. Who's going to do it first? Is this going to be an assembled team? Is this going to be a congregation team? I don't know. The listener is going to decide by whoever is, you know, responding first, but
it's a race.
Either way, you're going to start the process by clicking on that link, and it's going to send a message to me and I will reach out to you and then send you the appropriate form to get going, depending on which way you want to go. If you're an individual who's going to serve and we're going to put you together with other people from across the LCMS, then we're going to do a few things. We're going to collect some references. We're going to do a background check. There's going to be a phone interview and then we'll be like, okay, great. You're going to be on this team and we'll connect you with the other people that you'll serve with so that you can start planning probably via Zoom. You'll probably have some planning meetings via email and Zoom to sort of think about how you're going to pull this event off. And we will walk you through all of that. We have a pretty robust process to prepare people who are going to go and serve on a short-term mission trip. We will help you make sure you think about all the details. So if you've done it before, you'll be like, yeah, I know. We'll remind you of them. If you have not served before, though, if this would be your first trip, we will make sure that you know everything you need to do. We will give you tasks along the way. We'll tell you, okay, now it's time to purchase your airfare. Here is a travel agent you can work with. Here is specifically where you need to be and when you need to be there as you're making those arrangements. We'll walk you through all of that. If you are going to go as a team from your church, then it's a little bit different. Instead of getting references from everybody on the team, instead I'll be connecting with your pastor to just say, yeah, does this seem like it's a good plan from your church? And if he is giving the thumbs up, then your pastor and the team leader are the ones that are actually going to be doing the vetting of who should be on the team. But then from that point, we're going to help you think through everything that you need to do. So even if this is the first team your congregation has sent, we'll walk you through all of that and help you as you're preparing.
And then, Shara, once the team is coming to Africa, to South Africa, how will you interact with the team then when they come to you?
So most likely either myself or my colleague, since he is there, they will be there from picking you up to the airport, getting you back to the hotel with you every day, you know, and especially at the end of the day to debrief and answer questions and be a guide and actually serve alongside you. We're part of the team. We're part of the crew. An extra set of hands, you know, cultural guide. And then when it's at the end of it, we get you back to the airport and see you off. So from start to finish, a missionary will be with the team.
So if you're thinking of serving on a team, know that you will be greeted with warm African hospitality from our LCMS missionaries and partners there to greet you as you serve on the team. Again, servenow.lcms.org is the place you can find more information. We'll share a link in the program notes today as well. It'll take you right to this specific opportunity. Our guest today, Shara Osiro, serving the Lord in Africa. Thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
All right. Thank you so much.
And Aaron Alter, Director of Short-Term Missions for the LCMS Office of International Mission. Thanks so much, Aaron.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.